It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Middle show of the work week, and man, we're already hot and heavy right into October. But we try to keep it all in perspective, take it all in stride, a game at a time, a day at a time, a show at a time. Gosh, sometimes that's really the only way I can navigate October is to not worry about what's coming up 2 days, 3 days, 4 days down the road, but instead just focus on what's right in front of me or my brain gets really full. I actually was talking to my husband earlier, I guess it was earlier in the week, maybe it was Wednesday, today's Tuesday night into Wednesday, you dummy. This is what happens. See what I'm saying? These kinds of goofy moments will be much more frequent in October. Anyway, it might have been Sunday night, maybe Monday, but I was telling him that for the life of me, I could not remember who won the World Series last year. I could remember that they played the Diamondbacks, but I could not remember the Rangers for the life of me. It took me a good 2 hours, and I said to him, do not tell me, do not tell me. And I wasn't thinking about it for two straight hours. But all of a sudden, just boom, the light went on. But yeah, that's what October is like and the fall is like. There's only so much room in my brain. And if I don't need to know, then it gets shoved into a drawer somewhere and it's got papers on top. But yes, as I was getting ready to talk about the baseball postseason and looking at some of the series, I was like, oh, yeah. I remember now. He was very proud of me. Of course he knew because he's a Texan. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and it's crazy October, no doubt. We are just scratching the surface. There's a long way to go. We've got four more wild card games, all of the game twos coming up on Wednesday, and then potentially game threes on Thursday. So it's hot and heavy, as they say, right off the top. And then you get a day. If there are game threes, you get Friday before Saturday begins the division series. And so it's really busy early on. At the same time, you've got WNBA semifinals and soon finals that are taking place. And right now, the Las Vegas Aces, who won the last two titles, are on the verge of elimination at the hands of the New York Liberty. So maybe talk about that a little bit later this hour. Also, some more football that we want to mix in. Yeah, it's all gas, no brakes. It's one of my favorite sayings when it comes to, I know sometimes male hosts will refer to going all out as hard as you can go as a particular body part that resembles what people play basketball with. And I just don't talk like that. I don't talk like a dude. In fact, I'm constantly telling my coworkers that women do not refer to other people by their last names. That's just not what we do. Not even when I played basketball, college basketball, we don't call each other by our last names. We might have nicknames for each other, but we do not address each other by their last names. And people walk around our newsroom, and by people, I mean, you know, 98% male, and refer to each other by last names. And sometimes I don't even know their last name, so I'm not sure who they're referring to. Not the coworkers that I've been with for a long time, but some of the people, some of the other transients that are in and out of the newsroom every few months. So, I don't like to use vernacular that's more appropriate for a male. If you would like to talk about your anatomy in such a way, that's on you. That's not how I'm going to do it. So instead, I go with the all gas, no brakes, you know, pedal to the metal type of an impression. I feel much better getting that off my chest. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence at A-Law Radio, at Amy After Hours, to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, which comes up about a half hour from now. You don't need to ask me what vernacular I was talking about. And then, in addition, you can always find the links to our interviews and our podcasts on our social. Also, last few minutes to go, the voting for TD of the Week. But if you need, I don't know, maybe an opportunity to get to know Pete a little better, it's been pretty crazy this first month of our working together, and it's been almost entirely football. We do have big dreams and plans, but right now it's football and it's playoff baseball. So we're trying to figure out how to work in some other extras, if you will.
Things.
Social media, but more than that, the YouTube channel, which has been dormant for, 9 months maybe. I don't think the last thing was Super Bowl week in Vegas. I feel like Jay and I did something after that, but it's been relatively quiet, and I don't even know that Pete has the login information. Did you ever get that from Jay?
I believe I have the YouTube. It's on a sheet, I believe.
Yes. So you haven't opened it. You have no idea what's happening with it.
I've opened the sheet. I have not looked down at the YouTube stuff just yet.
So that's where we are. A month in, we haven't even looked at the YouTube channel because it's that kind of crazy. Nothing earth-shattering on social other than me sharing a few pictures, but nothing new yet. We're working on it is all I can say. We have big dreams, big plans, and we're hoping that once we get through October and settle into your routine a little bit, that it might not be so crazy and we might have time for other ways to engage with you, other ways to connect with you. That's just not reality right now. And we knew it was going to be that way since Pete took over 3 days before the season kicked off. But I do know this about Pete. He's a huge pro wrestling fan. Now, I will readily admit, not only do I not know word one about pro wrestling, other than, say, The Rock used to wrestle. And I'm pretty sure John Cena comes from the world of pro wrestling.
Yes.
He follows everyone on social media, by the way. I'm sure he's followed you. He's followed me on Twix.
Him or his handler. Someone,
his handler. So I do know a few names. We used to have a coworker here. Taz. Mm-hmm. Was that his wrestling name?
That was his wrestling.
As in Tasmanian Devil?
Initially, when he started wrestling, they went in that direction, but then it became something different.
Okay. So I know nothing at all except Monday Night Raw. It changed its acronym. It used to be WWF, then it became WWE. I know Vince McMahon started it. I know was it his daughter, Stephanie? His wife, Stephanie? I know it was Stephanie McMahon.
His daughter, Stephanie.
Okay. Daughter, Stephanie. These are all the things that I know, pretty much it. And I know it's scripted, which is why I feel like it's more akin to a Broadway play than it is to an actual sport. But that's fine. I don't begrudge people paying attention to it. I do know they sell out massive arenas. People are very into it. It's humongous entertainment and very big business. A lot of money in pro wrestling. Okay. That's essentially the extent of my knowledge.
That's a good amount of knowledge. That's pretty good.
All right. So I can't talk intelligently about anyone who's in the sport currently. I know every now and then you get athletes who retire from other sports or who leave other sports and they'll go wrestle or they'll be part of things. Oh, remember when, the Ball family? Wasn't the Ball family part of it for a little bit when Lonzo and...
Yeah, they had a guest appearance.
When they were first coming into the NBA. So every now and then you'll get crossover with different sports.
Right.
So that part I get. I know every now and then you'll also get someone who retired from MMA or UFC who ends up over in WWE or F. Okay, that's all I know. But I did see this headline and I thought of you, Pete. I need to know if this was staged. A WWE ring collapsed during a match in which Braun Strowman defeated Bronson Reed with Seth Rollins as, a cameo who was helping. All I know is it was Monday Night Raw, and it happened on TV, and a ring collapsed, and I want to know whether or not this was also part of the production, the entertainment value, or this happened organically.
Okay, I'll start with this. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say that it was staged and that the ring was supposed to collapse, because if this is a real thing and the stage is not sturdy enough to support giant men standing up on top of, I don't think they're ropes, but cables and leaping onto top of other people, if the ring can't support that, then you've got a major issue. And that doesn't sound like the WWE. But I just need to know for sure that this was part of the performance.
Yes, it was a gimmicked ring.
Okay.
They've done this on a few occasions.
Okay.
But these two are big athletes, and the big storyline with them is that one time Bronson Reed splashed Braun Strowman on the top of a car.
Oh.
You know, like, so okay. The idea is that they're huge men that are just all these things that are in their way. They're going to mobile.
It's like Bills fans with the tables.
Right. They're going to mobile all these things just to settle their feud.
And why are they called monsters? Is it just because of their size?
They're big. They're massive.
Okay. So this was the tweet put out by WWE, which is a verified account. It has a yellow check mark, which means that it's been bestowed by Twix, right? You don't have to buy it. Because you're legit, you get the yellow check mark. And this was what the account posted in the moments after. And it's in all caps. So it's yelling, of course. The ring just collapsed. And then there's an emoji with the top of a head exploding. Bodies are everywhere! And then there's emoji with the two hands on either side of the face. Seth Rollins is here! With a fireball. Braun Strowman is the last monster standing! And then there's the fist pump emoji. And so I was assuming, but I wanted to know, because there were actual... And I don't know if everybody knows it was staged, but there are actual news networks that picked it up. Fox Sports put it this way: WWE ring collapses during last monster standing match. What? So if you are reading that and you don't know that these things are written into the script, so to speak, you would think that something actually went horribly wrong.
But that's why they do it. Because you get a headline on Fox News thinking that it's legit, or just talking about their product. That's why they are aligned with companies like Disney and whatnot. They're very big business.
And this was WrestleMania 41?
No. This was Monday Night Raw.
Oh, Monday Night Raw 41. I just saw the number 41.
Well, I don't know. That's the next WrestleMania.
Oh, gotcha. Have you ever seen one of these in person?
I've been to 5 WrestleManias in person, and I've been to a lot of other shows.
What's the atmosphere like?
It's. I will say this. Anyone that's not into wrestling, go to a show. It is a great time.
That's funny, because that's what I tell people about NASCAR. If you go to a race, you will understand the energy and the electricity and the excitement in person. It doesn't translate as well over TV.
It doesn't. It used to, I think, better. Now, I don't think it translates as well. But I suggest to anybody, and I think WrestleMania is a good place, a good event to go to. The energy and the atmosphere is electric, and it's a great time, even if you're not into the product.
Now, do they all have fake names? Like Dominic Mysterio, is that a fake name?
I think that's his real. Oh, no. The first name might be, I think, is real. The last name is
Mysterio. Well, if it makes him feel any better, I wanted to go with Amy America when I first got into this business.
All right.
And my family said no. Absolutely not. But I thought that would be a great stage name for me. Okay, so the ring collapse was part of the show, and apparently it was the end of a series of events in which one guy jumped off the cables onto another guy and a group of people, officials around him, and then boom, they all hit the deck because the... Did you see it? Because the ring collapsed.
I saw it, yeah.
Does it... I haven't seen the video. I've only seen photos. Does it look realistic?
It does. It does. It looks realistic, but if you've watched it for a while, you know that it looks like it's a gimmicked ring.
So then why are you still into it? And I'm not being disrespectful. I'm actually asking. No. If you know that it's a lot of the same scenes and a lot of the same stunts and tricks and gimmicks, then why are you still into it?
I think it's a story, and I think it's like a lot like sports in terms of like I'm into the Mets, and even though the players change, you know, like it and the same type of ways to win games and whatnot.
Oh.
Just like pro wrestling. Pro wrestling may recreate history in certain ways with different wrestlers. It's still, you know, entertaining. Just the story captivates you, at least in my eyes.
All right. I know there are a lot of people who are very faithful to pro wrestling. It's a massive business. And I'm wondering if there is a particular wrestler that I should maybe get in on the ground level with. Who should I watch? I do like John Cena. I think he's a phenomenal person and actor, too. See him in now, you know, other shows that he does. I love The Rock. I mean, I'll watch anything that The Rock is in. Some of my favorite movies to watch when they're on TV are Rock movies. So I'm all about him. I think he's terrific. Such an incredible entertainer. I love to see him when he does some of his famous lines at sporting events. He's a huge sports fan. Obviously, as part of one of the NFL. I don't know which one. Is it XFL? Is it?
I don't know what the name is now. I think it is the XFL still, okay. But they merged, I believe, with USFL.
Okay.
Merged
so I know
leagues.
He's a big football fan as well, and I think he's amazing. He's multifaceted and multi-talented as an entertainer. So there are certainly people that I love and respect that come out of that arena, but what about an actual wrestler?
Well, I don't know about a wrestler. I know about a division. So I think the female division in WWE has mm-hmm. become so much as taken a step that it never took in a while. It's like 2015 and on, the female division has gotten so strong, and some of their matches, I think, are better than some of the men's matches. And I think
Taz told me that they have a commitment to highlighting women and respecting women.
Yep.
And making sure that women get a spotlight.
I think you should watch a women's match, and I think you should. I think you will get into the women's division. I'm
do they pull each other's hair?
Yeah, probably. But there's a lot more athleticism than there ever was in terms of women's wrestling. You go back to the 80s and 90s; it never was about that. Now it's about the athletic competition, and it's about putting on good matches. And I think they're doing a hell of a job with the women's division.
But are the winners pre-scripted?
Yeah, I think we know this. Yes.
Oh, okay. So that's the only thing is I don't know that I can call it a competition. It's certainly a show and it's entertainment, but if you already know who's going to win, that means someone has to be the loser every match.
Well, yeah. Yes.
I wonder, do they make it fair so that each person gets a chance to win?
I think AEW would experiment with a win-loss record, and I think they've kind of stepped away from that mm-hmm. because you really can't. It's really more about the story than anything else, and WWE is more story than
gotcha.
That.
It's like a soap opera?
Yeah. Yeah. It's exactly what it is. And I'm into it. I'm still into it now. Not like I was back when Hulk Hogan was around.
Oh, I know Hulk Hogan, of course.
Yeah.
Man, he's old now.
70s.
He's old and wrinkled.
Yeah.
He still growls and grovels, though.
Still has that
grovelly voice.
The bandana and the glasses and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, but not like it used to be, for me at least. But I still watch it. And I think in terms of athleticism, it's at a level that it's never been.
Are you going to get your son into it, if possible?
I will let him decide if he wants to.
But you have to introduce him to it.
Yeah. Like, he plays with the figures. He has a couple figures that he got as gifts. But I don't really want him to watch until he's a little older.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I can understand there are adult themes that you don't necessarily want.
Maybe the old stuff. Maybe the stuff.
4-year-old.
Maybe the stuff back when Hulk Hogan was around. It was a little mm-hmm. more kid-friendly. Now it's gotten better in terms of kids. But now I'm going to wait maybe a couple of years.
Okay, one last question.
Yes.
Are they still using performance-enhancing drugs?
I can't say definitively no.
Oh, so there's no rules against it in the sport?
Well, they don't want it. They don't want it. They have drug programs in place now that are mm-hmm. stronger than ever.
Okay.
And they have a wellness program. At least WWE does. I believe AEW probably has something similar. But this is probably the least amount of performance-enhancing drugs in wrestling than there's ever been.
Gotcha.
I would say that. I can't. Okay. I'm not in it, so I can't definitively say yes or no.
You're not in it? Was that your dream when you were a kid?
I wanted to be an announcer. I wanted to be a wrestling announcer.
David says, Pete is still into it for the same reason you watch Chicago PD or any of the other shows you watch. It's a storyline. It's a show. All right.
He's right.
Okay.
He's right. That's fair.
A show that's taped in front of a very loud and raucous studio audience, to be sure. Speaking of raucous and audience, definitely in person, there are fans that are showing up for WNBA playoff games. But I wonder, is the buzz different now that Caitlin Clark and the Fever are out? I haven't heard as much from fans about it since. My mom hasn't said anything about it since. But I'm wondering if there's still a mad attention, kind of an appetite for the WNBA, considering that Caitlin Clark is done with her season for now and is busy playing golf. She said she's trying to become a professional golfer. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Couple minutes left at Amy After Hours. Also, our Facebook page and the phone number to reach producer Pete, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you missed our conversation with Tony Gwynn Jr. from San Diego and the broadcast team that called the Padres' victory over the Braves, that will be part of our podcast right after the show is done, but we'll also bring back part of it coming up next hour. Really cool to be able to talk to him for the first time from our San Diego affiliate 97.3. Happy October to you. It is by far the busiest month of the year in sports. I'm wondering, though, if the sports media has caught a break. And please understand, I'm being tongue-in-cheek here. I'm being sarcastic. When Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever were rattling off a bunch of wins, getting above 500, clinching a playoff spot, and we were seeing Caitlin over the second half, or I guess post-Olympic break, set all kinds of records. She shot the lights out. She won player of the month. She won rookie of the month. She had another triple-double, the second in her rookie season. She had a game with 19 assists. She set not just the rookie record, but the veteran record for most assists in a game or a season. She had more points than any other rookie has scored in history. I mean, she's one of those players that you have to follow all the time, not just because it's terrific theater and she's incredible at what she does and changing the WN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
NBA, but also because the fans are clamoring for it. And what I see as my job is to talk about those sports, those games, those storylines and human interest stories that fans are excited about and that will get fans on the same page. And it's a tough thing to do when you're speaking to a national audience because we don't all agree on what's interesting or what deserves coverage. And so I'm constantly battling that. What should I talk about? Where should I start? But when it came to Caitlin Clark, the entire country was in. So it wasn't about a specific fan base. We're not talking about only basketball fans in Indiana. Heck no, my mom didn't miss a one of her games in her rookie season. She didn't miss any of the Iowa games going back to the conference tournament and then March Madness. So whenever they were on national TV and they're setting all these records, mom didn't miss it. And I know that's the case for a lot of fans. So it was easy with Caitlin Clark because for the most part, people around the country, A, know who she is. She transcends basketball. She's become a household name. And even 60 Minutes is doing sit-down interviews with her. She's hawking products and getting paid millions for shoes and drinks and all kinds of different corporate sponsors and ad campaigns. So she is nationwide. But now that she's out of the playoffs and the Fever are done and she, good for her, is able to get away from the spotlight for a little bit anyway. I don't know how long that will last, but at least enjoy your family, enjoy your boyfriend, play some golf. Of course, continue to work on basketball, but not have to play games in a spotlight for a long time. She'd had not a break, not one break in the last year. I'm wondering how many people are still interested in the WNBA playoffs post Caitlin Clark and the Fever exiting. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I do know because I am part of a group of women who voice features for Westwood One. These are daily features called Today in Women's Sports. And I take my turn every few weeks, but I'm working on them this week. And the semis are taking place between the Final Four teams still standing in the WNBA. The Liberty have just beaten the Aces in game two of their semifinal matchup. It was the Aces who won the last two championships. The Liberty have not won in their franchise history, but they put together a roster that includes Breonna Stewart, who's a multi-WNBA MVP, and also Sabrina Ionescu, who, even for people who don't follow the WNBA, you may remember she was part of the All-Star break for the NBA because she and Steph Curry did their own three-point shooting competition. And so the team was put together for the express purpose of pursuing a title, and they play their games in Brooklyn at Barclays Center, and they had game two there. There's a real good crowd there, at least that's what it looked like on TV, and the Liberty were able to hold off the Aces. And I know people know a lot of these players, not all of them maybe, but a lot of these players, and I hope that people are still interested in what's to come because there's still a few more weeks of the WNBA.
We battled. They came out swinging, playing really aggressive, and to be able to see how we just stuck together and chipped away quarter by quarter, made big plays when we needed to, and now have a great opportunity to go take that first one at their home court. That's what our goal is, and that's what we're going to go do.
That's Sabrina, who had 24 points and 9 rebounds, I believe. And yeah, being up 2-0 is great, but they haven't won anything yet, and now they have to go to Vegas. So they've got the champs on the ropes. These are best of 5 semifinal series, and no team has rallied from a 2-0 deficit to win a best of 5 in the WNBA postseason history. And only one team's ever been able to force a game 5. So I'm looking forward to seeing maybe some fresh blood there as well, and wondering if fans are still into it, minus Caitlin Clark, because there are some other very big stars. The Aces have the WNBA MVP in Asia Wilson. She's amazing. And they also have Becky Hammon, who is a fairly common name, a recognizable name from her days coaching with Greg Popovich in San Antonio. And yeah, she's helped the team win back-to-back titles. So they will get to go home, and she's hoping that will help them reverse the trend and the way they've been playing so far.
I mean, I don't even think it's close if we quit passing it to the other team and turning it over. They had 20 points at halftime off our turnovers. The amount of layups we gave up was obscene. It looked like a layup clinic. So that stuff's on us. It was close down the stretch. They made a few more plays than us, but the game shouldn't have been there. the second quarter continues to be an Achilles heel for us. I don't know, one of you mathematicians can tell me what the numbers are in the second quarter, but they're not good.
Can you hear Greg Popovich in the way that Becky Hammon talks to the media? Oh, yeah, she learned that from the greatest. She is so unbelievably sarcastic, and sarcasm is one of my love languages, especially when they lose and they don't play well. She's really salty. So she's like a female Greg Popovich. That's where she learned. That's how she's developed her style. She is one of those coaches on the sidelines who could spontaneously combust. I mean, that's how fired up she gets. Anyway, the points off turnovers, 22 of them for the Liberty off the turnovers for the Aces, and they only lost by 4, so she's got a point there. Game 3 of that semifinal is coming up on Friday night, which isn't a great night for basketball, but when Caitlin's been playing, people are tuning in, so I hope it'll be the case for the Liberty and the Aces. Two great fan bases for these two teams. At A-Law Radio, couple of minutes left to be able to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Facebook as well. Pete is on it. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Peter Schwartz, the other Pete.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
This report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. We begin with the baseball postseason.
1-2, the pitch. Darno swings and misses, strike 3. Chased a sweeper that had to be 5 feet outside. 3 straight Ks for King. That's a dozen on the night. 1 shy of his career high.
Jesse Agler had the call on Padres radio. The Padres over the Braves 4-0 in game 1 of the National League Wild Card Series. Michael King, 7 innings, no runs, 5 hits, 12 strikeouts, home runs for Fernando Tatis Jr. and Kyle Higashioka. Game 2 is Wednesday night, 8:38 p.m. Eastern Time. In the other National League series, the Mets over the Brewers 8-4 as New York goes up 1 game tonight. The Mets with 3 runs in the second, 5 in the fifth. Game 2 Wednesday night, 7:38 Eastern Time. Now to Houston.
The 2-2 swing, shot up the middle into center field, a base hit. Jake Rogers will score. 3-2 out. RBI hits. Fearling delivers. 3-0 Tigers in the second.
Dan Dickerson, the call on Tigers radio. The Tigers win game 1, beat the Astros 3-1. Tarek Skubal, 6 innings, no runs, 4 hits, 6 strikeouts. Game 2 Wednesday at 2:32 p.m. Eastern Time. Also in the American League, the Royals blank the Orioles 1-0. Cole Reagan, 6 innings, no runs, 4 hits, 6 strikeouts. Game 2 is Wednesday at 4:38 p.m. Eastern Time. From the NFL, the Raiders have reportedly informed other NFL teams that they would consider trading wide receiver Devontae Adams for a package that includes a second-round pick and additional compensation. Bills defensive end Von Miller has been suspended by the NFL for 4 games for violating the league's personal conduct policy. In the WNBA semifinals, it was the Liberty over the Aces, 88-84. New York up 2 games to none. The Lynx over the Sun, 77-70. That series tied at 1. I'm Peter Schwartz.
This is the Infinity Sports Network. Follow us on Instagram. Our handle is Infinity Sports Network. That's Infinity Sports Network to follow us on Instagram.
Your chance to ask Amy anything on the Hump Show. Doing this now for 11 years, but only a month for producer Pete. So he's still figuring out what works. But I know he's armed with questions, Pete.
I'm ready to go. We're going to start with Deacon Tommy on X or Twix. Favorite baked good?
Oh, gosh. I'm all about the cookies. That's really my specialty, though I do love to do a pumpkin pie. You all may remember my story last year where I tried to do a walnut-covered pumpkin pie, like a maple walnut pumpkin pie, and I set the top on fire, and so it ended up starting a fire in my oven. So I may not do that one again, but I do love to do pies. Coconut cream pie is my favorite to make around July 4th, my husband's favorite for his birthday, but mostly cookies. I love to experiment with all kinds of different cookies.
Ryan on X wants to know, it's October 1st, and we're here in playoff baseball. What's your favorite all-time baseball playoff memory?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's see. I was at one of the American League Championship Series games in 2003. 3 between the Red Sox and Yankees. And that atmosphere, I was sitting 4 rows off home plate. I was working for a local radio station in Rhode Island, and I was there by invitation of a booster, and so, or booster, but supporter of the station. Anyway, was there working, but happened to be sitting just right off home plate, and it was a phenomenal atmosphere. Really incredible to be part of that.
Never been to a playoff game. I have to get to a playoff game.
David, it's worth it. Yes.
David on Facebook wants to know how your fantasy football teams are doing, if you're playing this year.
Actually, first year in a long time I'm not playing. Cynthia Freeland of NFL Network is the commissioner of our league, and one of the women who also participates in the league is dealing with brain cancer. She just got diagnosed. And so Cynthia felt like it was inappropriate to just skip this year. And she did tell me, I didn't hear from her until after the season had already started. But honestly, it's a little refreshing. It's pretty stressful when you have a team, and I get stressed out during the games. Also, as much as I love Survivor Island, losing in the first week is also some stress off my heart. So yeah, I do miss it for sure, because it gives you a different perspective on the league, the actual league, not the fake football. But no, I'm not playing this year.
What kind of dips do you prefer to dip your chips in?
Ooh.
That's from Mike on Facebook.
Well, we have a brand new bag of Hint of Lime Tostitos in our house. They have not yet been opened. I'm not sure what we're saving them for. Maybe this weekend. But those are my favorite chips. And I love, 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 love to put them in mango salsa. Also really enjoy a medium chunky salsa. Have definitely enjoyed putting them in a guac, like any type of a guacamole. But my favorite, and I'll say this because I have taken it to parties and other people love it, it's what I bring when someone asks me to bring chips and dip. I have a horseradish dip that is to die for. It's a sour cream base with a bunch of horseradish and then some white vinegar, some chives, and shoot, there's one other thing, oh, some salt in it. And it is delicious. It's also good on salmon and steaks. It's good as like a condiment on a wrap or a sandwich. Oh, it's awesome.
Horseradish, very underrated.
I love horseradish. I'll have to make it for you this fall.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, you knew this question was coming. We'll start with the easy part of it. How is the backyard project going?
Oh, yeah, it's going pretty well, actually. At some point, I'll have to share a photo. They just got done pouring the concrete for the floor yesterday. And, man, they start late. Like, they don't start until 11 o'clock in the morning, but they're there until after dark. Good thing that the neighbor's light is lighting up the entire backyard. And so, yeah, the concrete floor is done. It's kind of weird, though. I looked out the kitchen window yesterday afternoon when I woke up, and they're pouring concrete. But the man who, first of all, the concrete mixer is on the foundation, right? So, like, there's the wheels are in the wet concrete. But then the man in his work boots is standing right in the middle of the concrete floor, wet concrete. So I am assuming that they were going to spread that and that we aren't going to have footprints on our concrete floor. But I guess I don't know that for sure. So yeah, the floor has been poured. The concrete needs to dry. We did have a massive lumber delivery. This is not a big room. We feel like there's way more lumber than we need. But the lumber is now in our backyard. And so the frame is supposed to be the next step. Thank you for asking.
Well, the second part of that, you referred to it. What's going on with the light?
Nothing. It's still shining as brightly as you could possibly imagine. Now, this is partly on me. I told my husband, I'm going to write them a note. Neighbor to neighbor. I've lived next to them for 4 years. I just haven't had a chance because it's been so busy the last few days. However, the light is not dimmed. He did not put a different bulb in it. And get this, Pete, we went and slept in our guest room. We changed the curtains. We put the darker curtains into the guest room and slept in our guest room on Friday and Saturday. The night before the half marathon, I didn't sleep. Different room. It's still, I don't want to say it's bright in there, but you can still see the light. But you know what's crazy is we had to shut all the other rooms upstairs because the light is shining brightly through our skylight in the bathroom. So then on Sunday night, my husband moved back into our room. And of course, I slept in there. I've slept in there this week. But now we have two sets of curtains, and you can still see the light. Yeah. Through the blinds, through the two sets of curtains. So I'm going to write the letter today. I'm going to deliver it. I'm going to be kind and ask for him to please consider the impact his light is having. But if they ignore me, and the last time my husband went over there, he slammed the door in Bob's face. So if he ignores us or me, my letter, I am going to the town because it's unfair. We're building this room on the back of our house. It's got all windows. We're not putting curtains up. That means the entire backyard, as well as our room, is going to have this unnatural white LED light. Ugh. It's, oh, Pete, it's so frustrating. And I'll just readily admit, Friday, Saturday, it kept me up. I couldn't sleep. I was so stressed over the whole thing. And the fact that he's being so rude about it, that he won't consider changing the light, that I was having a hard time sleeping.
Well, bless your patience, because there'd be a lot of people in front of his house by now if it was me.
Well, my husband's still wanting me to okay the BB gun idea.
You might have to at this point.
No, don't say that.
What is your favorite piano piece? That's from Robert on Facebook.
That's a great question. I do love Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. So their Ode to Joy is the song that everyone knows. I love to play that. And I also love to play Amazing Grace and other hymns because the chords are amazing. And so, yeah, I'm a big fan of delicious, thick, rich chords and a lot of the old hymns. But Amazing Grace is awesome. So that's another favorite.
Of all the places you have worked,
yes,
where did you get the most experience? That's from Eileen.
Well, that's a good question. Working at ESPN Radio for nearly a decade taught me how to navigate a national audience and taught me the bricks and mortar of building a national audience, but by far here, CBS Sports Radio, now Infinity Sports Network, because I was essentially a bird shoved out of a nest, and the bosses said to me, we just want you to be who you are, go. And I had never done my own five-night-a-week national show. I had been a utility infielder, essentially, at ESPN, where I did shows all the time. I would follow Mike and Mike. I would do overnight shows. I did sports-specific shows. But this was the first time that I'd ever done my own shows multiple nights per week. And so it was a sink or swim type of thing. And I really been able to hone my own style. And now I'm teaching about it, too. So, yes, to be here for nearly 12 years is almost unheard of in our business. Very few hosts stay mm-hmm. in one place this long. Jim Rome does. Of course, he's changed networks as well. Dan Patrick, he left one network and started his own. But it's really unheard of to be in one place at the national level for so long. So yeah, I've changed a lot since we started here in 2013.
Favorite date night for you and Bob from Louise?
Oh, I love that. Well, it's usually something to do with food because my husband knows food is my love language. We do enjoy going to the movies, like actually going to the movies and having the popcorn and soda. That's something else. But since it's hiking season, I'm going to say probably hiking or fishing outdoors. Our very first date in March of 23 was a fishing date. We didn't go on a boat, but we were at a lake or in Texas, they call it a pond. So probably something outdoors, but yeah, we're looking forward to some fall hiking.
A phone call, text message, or messaging app from David on Facebook.
Phone call. I'm a talker, Pete. I feel like that's pretty standard. If I have to text, I will. But sometimes I get so annoyed with texting that I throw my phone away or like across the room.
Soup and salad or soup and sandwich?
Oh, soup and salad. I love salad. I'm a big salad fan, mostly because I like dressing.
Do you pass out Halloween candy? If so, candy bars or something else sweet like Skittles from Mike on Facebook?
Well, I do have some candy handy. Ha ha, handy candy. Usually in the form of little, like, miniature chocolate bars. But what I've done lately, and the kids love, fresh cookies. Fresh Ooh. Cookies. And I wasn't sure if the kids would take them, considering coming out of COVID, that was probably a no-no for a lot of families. But I made them available in 22, and people gobbled them up like they'd never had cookies before. So, yes, now I'm doing cookies.
Oh, I'm coming to your house. I'm sure nice. Jessica was a Ninja Turtle.
Bring your kids and come.
That's right. Of these smells, which one do you like better? Coffee, new car, rain, or Subway?
A Subway? Meaning like Subway the restaurant? I'm going to hope he means Subway the restaurant.
So.
Subway still, at least in New York City, the actual Subway system smells disgusting.
No.
Oh my gosh. It smells like pee and all other kinds of nasty smells. I do love a new car smell, but since I don't very often have a new car, very rarely actually, that one's pretty rare. I love a new shoe smell too, but I'll go with coffee. That's one of my favorite smells on the entire planet is coffee.
What is your go-to movie or TV line from Eric on Facebook? Last one.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Of course.
That's from Yoda. Yoda, my favorite Jedi. Oh, those are good questions, you guys. And I know we can't get to all of them, so I will go back and answer a bunch of them on our show Twix at Amy After Hours, also on our Facebook page. Sometimes I get to a few before I go to bed on Wednesday, but not generally. So you know what? I'll answer while I'm watching baseball wildcard games on Wednesday. Speaking of that, four down, four more to come today. Will we get any of those series going to a third game? I certainly hope so. But we'll go back and we'll talk about the themes from Tuesday coming up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.